The top Yukon Quest teams are in Dawson City, Yukon, settled in for a mandatory 36-hour layover at the race's halfway point. Brent Sass was first into Dawson yesterday. He's eligible to leave around midnight. Sass will be followed out by Alan Moore, who trailed him into Dawson by 2 hours, and Hugh Neff, who's another 30 minutes back in third place. Dawson provides Quest teams a much-needed break, and as KUAC's Molly Reddig reports, that goes for dogs and mushers.
Michelle Phillips cheered on her husband and their dogs as they ran into Dawson City on top of light, airy snow. Ed Hopkins was smiling inside the crowded finish chute on Front Street. He said it was good to be back in Canada. He had just finished a 90-mile run that had been rerouted from the Yukon River onto the Taylor Highway, a summer-only road.
Oh, shoot, it's like a sprint track out there.
Hopkins was fifth into Dawson. After running 90 miles straight, he was feeling the distance.
Oh, I'm tired. I'm just tired. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just tired. I just can't really seem to find that other gear.
He said his dogs had more energy, though.
But these guys are doing good. I mean, they're making me look good, but actually, it's a lot of work looking after these guys, though, you know?
Roughly 500 miles from Fairbanks, Dawson City is the halfway point of the Yukon Quest. The grid of colorful buildings is tucked between the Yukon River and rows of snow-covered mountains. It still feels like the gold rush here, with clapboard buildings and historic saloons connected by wooden sidewalks. An old sternwheeler rests on the banks of the river, just down from the race chute.
Dawson is here because of the gold rush, the discovery of gold in 1896.
Gabby Skaga has overseen the checkpoint in Dawson for 10 years, and she also happens to be a history buff. When the nugget was found a century ago, it set off a furious stampede to the Yukon gold fields. The town is still fixated on gold today, but it also loves dog mushing. In fact, the Yukon flag even has a husky on it. Skaga says dogs helped settle the frontier town.
Everything was done by dogs, delivery of water, transportation, everything, because no one thought horses could survive.
Horses eventually took over in town, but dogs still dominated the backcountry for a long time.
Going to the outlying areas out on the river, up over the hills, trading routes, the First Nations, dogs were really the easiest and best way to get around.
Dawson is the first stop on the Yukon Quest where mushers are allowed to receive outside help. After 4 days of camping in the snow, eating food from a bag, and talking almost exclusively to dogs, mushers finally get a break in Dawson.
If they want, they get to have a shower, they get to have a beer, they get to have some food, they get to talk to people. This is a time that they could maybe become human again for a little while.
As Hopkins mushed toward the chute, two people were busy prepping for his arrival.
That's the mini fish.
Well, we got the mini fish, and then we got the bag of beer and wine and orange juice.
And good stuff.
Trina Manak is one of his dog handlers. Along with Hopkins' wife, she spent almost 4 hours putting the camp together.
So we put the Arctic tent up, and then we put the stove up, we put the dog tent up, placed all the straw for the dogs so it's nice and cozy when they get there. And just now we just soak some treats for them so when they get here they can have a nice little fish snack.
Then they soak meat, feed the dogs dinner, and put them to bed. Like mushers, dogs also get a few perks in Dawson that aren't available at other checkpoints.
A little cozier, like they have a big tarp over them and kind of tried to block off all the wind, so it's nice and warm in there for them.
Hopkins left the excitement of Front Street for the campground across the river, with a day and a half to rest before running another 500 miles.
I mean, we're just barely over halfway, really, right? So anything can happen.
On the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson, I'm Molly Reddig.